Are you dating a girl and you're not sure where it's going, and in fact you're starting to think maybe she's wasting your time? Well, here's 10 signs that she is wasting your time and it's time to hit the road. Number one, she doesn't text back in a reasonable time. Now, everyone's busy, you're not going to necessarily get a text back right away. It's not a bad sign because somebody can text you back in 0.5 seconds. But if she takes a day, 2 days, 3, 4, 5 days to get back to you, that's a really bad sign that she's not really into you. Even for busy people, it's pretty easy to send a quick text, even when you're busy, on a break, whenever, right? So if she's taking an unreasonable amount of time, then that's a really good sign that you should probably stop texting her and move on to somebody else. Number two, she only meets you when she needs errands done. So she needs her IKEA furniture put together, she wants a ride somewhere, she needs help with some electronic thing or whatever. It could be anything, mechanical thing. But if she only wants to hang around you when she needs something done, that's basically being used. And it's bad sign that she doesn't actually like you, she just likes what you can do for her. Now, on the other hand, if she's calling you up at midnight because she needs something else done, that's not too bad, so you might want to stick around for that. But other than that, don't stick around to be used by anybody. Number three, she avoids being alone together. This is a horrible sign. If somebody doesn't want to be alone with you, they're not going to want to date you either. They're not going to get intimate or do anything else. And number four is basically like number three, she always brings her friends every time you guys hang out. So this is another way of avoiding being alone together. And it's even worse when she doesn't even tell you she's going to bring her friends. You're expecting you're going to be on a date, you're going to be doing something fun together, get to know her, maybe get intimate, and she brings, you know, the whole crew. Now, one situation I experienced before, we were actually alone together. However, it's a kind of a variation of this whole thing. She wouldn't sit close to me, so I was in her apartment because I was there to do something for her, because that's what she called me for. And I was sitting on the couch and she was sitting over at her dining table and she wouldn't come sit beside me. And I started putting the picture together slowly, unfortunately at the time, that this nothing was going to happen between us. Number five, she calls you a really good friend. Do you really want to be her really good friend when you're trying to date her? Well, the answer obviously is no. And the reason she's calling you her really good friend is because she's also avoiding any kind of intimacy that kind of leads to a relationship. And she's explicitly saying that you're a really good friend, meaning she doesn't have the kind of romantic feelings for you that you have for her. And number six, also kind of a variation of the last one, she says you will be a really good guy for someone someday. That someone is obviously not her. And that's what she's saying, you'll be really great for someone else someday. And number seven, she tells you about the other guy she's dating. This is almost like a knife in the heart when she's talking about these other guys she's dating. Maybe she's even getting into more intimate details. Although most of the time she's just going to be telling you whatever issue she's having. And at this point, you're just her gay friend that she confides in. If she's telling you about the other guy she's dating, don't expect to be the hero and jump in and save her from all the problems she's having with these other guys. And in fact, it might be a good sign about all the drama she has with other guys, and that's a good sign that she's not for you, unless you want some drama in your life. Number eight, she flakes often. So you guys make plans, and last minute, all the time, she cancels on you. And that basically indicates you're kind of a plan B. When better plans come up, she'll go for those better plans and leave you in the background. And she's demonstrating unreliability too. This is something you definitely don't want in a relationship partner. You don't want somebody who's unreliable. But who knows, maybe she's gonna be reliable for someone else. But the fact of the matter is, if she's flaking on you, it does not show a lot of interest that she actually wants to be with you, right? You're a plan B, you shouldn't be a plan B for anyone. You're better than that. Number nine, she has baggage. Now, having baggage, that doesn't necessarily mean she doesn't have interest in you. However, do you really want to be with somebody who has all this baggage? Very often, they'll be telling you about all these dramas and stories, their life and all these bad things that are happening. And guys get into this mode where they want to be the hero and come in here and save her. Well, you're not going to save her, but you will bring a whole bunch of stress into your own life. So instead of getting stressed out with this new girl, find somebody else who's not bringing baggage and stress into your own life so you can have a good relationship. And number 10, a real biggie, she won't sleep with you. If somebody won't sleep with you, it's a big sign they're wasting your time. Maybe she has some special rules and she won't sleep with someone for whatever number of months or dates. But the odds are it's going to fizzle up before you get to that stage, or she's going to find somebody else who is more assertive and made things happen. If she won't sleep with you, she's not turned on by you, or she's overly strict and overly whatever. She has something going on, maybe issues in the past. And that's not something you want to bring into your own life. And bonus number 11, every time you go out with her, you're the one who pays for everything. Now, I understand that's an expectation, so much for equality, right? When it comes to money. But if she's not reciprocating, if she doesn't pitch in sometimes, that's not the kind of person you want to be with. That's somebody who's coming out with you as a lunch ticket. And I would never stick around with somebody who's using me for my money, using me as a meal ticket or anything else. You don't want to be that guy. You want to find a partner for a real relationship who's going to contribute. Because if that's the way she's treating you during the dating phase, it's not going to get much better during a relationship either. She's not going to suddenly become really generous. And that's all for today. If there's anything I missed, any other signs that she's wasting your time, leave that in the comments below. And until next time, conquer and win.